that's what Isagenics teaches us. It gives us the strength, the mental and physical strength, and the financial strength to do all of that. So I want to thank you to the gentleman who started this, continuing it, and who's contributes to all of it, not just to his amazing team of leaders, but to all of us all across the company. And he's won just about every award there is in Isagenics. He helped start the Isagenics University. He was on all the videos when we started, before we had the amazing videos we have now. He's an author, and he's featured in Stephen Covey's book, The Seven Secrets of Highly Successful Network Marketers. I get to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans. Yay!
Well, thank you, Udonna. Thank you very, very much. That was very sweet. And hello, my tribe, my very bold and excited and lovers of life tribe. You know, we seem to attract, you know, what the best in us is. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. I love listening to you. I love the emails. I love the text messages. I love the private messages. After the call yesterday, so many people poured out their gratitude. You know, it was really beautiful. And so I have the rare opportunity just to share some things that are going on for me right now. And I'm going to share today. Casey was going to try to get on, but she's got a busy, busy packed morning. And I'm really grateful to share something with you. So I'd like everybody to take a breath, no matter where you are, especially if you're driving, on three. One, two, three. And out. You know, driving in a car is probably the best place to drive, because you can grab that wheel ten and two. Remember, go back to driver's ed. Everybody knows 10 and 2. And then pull yourself straight. Pull your back so that your vertebra get on, you know, can stack, and your arms help you on it. In a car, it's actually really beautiful to breathe, and you really should be breathing with all the traffic and allowing people to, you know, be who they are in their own worlds. You're in your own world, and if you're just at home, you know, sit straight, and let's take one more breath together. One, two, three, in and out. Because what I'm about to share with you is going to fight against a little bit of your old programming. I want to talk about a very important topic. I get about 12 minutes right now. And it's really important for me to be really clear. I want to be super articulate in my gift of verbal facility, of being able to express within my heart and my head and just let it flow. I'm going to read a little bit, but they're beautiful words, and I believe they're true. And so I am reading a book called A Happy Pocket Full of Money. I'm seeing it blow up on the internet. Paul was getting a really good dose of it yesterday. That was awesome, Paul. I'm sure that helped. and on a serious note, I am already on my, at least the 10th time through, listening some of the chapters 15 and 16 times, because I can't quite get it all in a setting. You know, it has to, he says in the beginning of the book, he says, look, a lot of this you're not going to get. You just got to keep on listening and keep on listening. And it's true for me. It's the way it is. And I'm picking this book, obviously, for Follow Your Bliss 4, which is coming up in the first weekend of November. We're gonna have a takeover of the Green Valley Resort. It's going to be perfect weather. So far, Dave and Carrie MacArthur, Rhonda Collier, I said yes. Myself, Casey Pluff said committed yesterday, and we're going to do something East Coast in March. That's kind of exciting. But here we go with this concept today. I'm on Chapter 12. For those of you that are following along, like Michelle, it's really important that we really dive into this. Chapter 12 is success. You can never fail. So take one more breath with me, because this is going to be an interesting concept. So let's just read a little bit together. No condition concerning wealth has been more misrepresented than success and failure. Many people think you can either succeed or you can fail. Well, failure is yet another illusion. It's a complete illusion. Like time is an illusion. Failure, complete illusion. Let it go. Breathe. And success is actually all there is. This is such a profound truth that you should make every effort to understand it. Just breathe that in. This is such a profound truth that success is all there is. that you should make every effort to really understand it. So I'm going to ask you to read this chapter until you understand it. All of life is a success full of successive moments. Failure, when used without fear, as a learning process, is what eliminates weakness and builds strength in thought and character. This new strength is in thought and character is essential and critical to the future success that you seek. Therefore, failure is truly a successive moment, a moment of success in its own right. Through failure, now get this, guys. Through failure, you learn how to succeed and what eventual triumph tastes like. For how would you know how to relish the sweet taste of triumph if you did not know how failure tasted? It's part of the recipe. And how would you know how to arrive at your intent to triumph without the tools designed to get you there? So check this out. The most common, now this is really huge, the most common cause of failure is the lack of clear and focused goals and visualizations. May we just read that again. The most common cause of failure, so-called failure, because it's part of the process, is the lack of clear and focused goals and visualizations. So here's what it says. The universe, life, God, source. Plug in your word, please, always. The universe, life, God, literally lacks something to work with, so it does nothing. Life is images of the mind expressed. Let me say that really slow again. Your life are your images of your mind expressed into the world. So your life are the images. So what images are in your mind? How is your skill at imaging? How is your skill at visualization? That's why vision boards really do play a role. But they've got to be sharp and crisp and new. You can't be doing the one from last year. That's old. There's new Lululemon clothes out. You got to get the new stuff. You got to know what you want very crisply. Now, let me read this next little bit, two sentences. Often, the greatest opportunity to be all that you can be lies in your darkest hour. Your worst moments are often your biggest liberators, your highest teachers. God, thank God for that, huh? Can we all just say a silent amen to the stuff, those dark hours? But here's the key. Listen closely. Breathe in. Do not fight. Do not resist when they come. So do not fight and resist them, those dark hours, those moments of what the. Don't fight and resist them. Instead, look into them for the lessons they hold, the liberation they bring. Now, suffering, get this, guys, this is huge. I had this all wrong for a couple years. Suffering is always an indication of an error in thinking. You should write that down if you don't have the book yet. Page 154, second paragraph. Suffering is always an indication of an error in your thinking. So let's reword that because I like it better this way. My suffering, say it, is always an indication of my error in my thinking. Talk about a liberation. So here's the next two sentences. They're really short and they're really powerful. You are not designed to suffer. You were designed to enjoy life. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? If you can really get this. That you are actually designed, I think we're designed for a lot of things, but two really important things. One, we're designed for joy. Man is that he might have joy. We are designed to enjoy life. That's our design, our eternal, infinite design. And we come programmed perfectly to function and execute things in the present moment. It's when we go into the past and when we jump out into the future that we get all messed up. Remember, the how is not my business. However, my isness, oh, that is my business. You know, Carrie MacArthur was really teaching me some stuff about this isness stuff, and the author of this book is too. Whether he made up the word or not, it doesn't matter because I'm getting it, and I just get so excited. So remember just this little moment here. I want to do one more thing, and then I just want to kind of end up with some personal thoughts. Every loss has a gain. Every loss has a gain. Do you believe that? Every loss has a gain. If only you accept and look into it and have patience. Loss is usually the result of an error in your thinking, in which case you have the opportunity to quickly correct your thoughts and make massive gains. Or it is a new opportunity, or is it a new opportunity selected by your higher self designed to take you higher, a chance to discover a new higher truth? Use all the conditions of mortality to enjoy and build yourself, to get to know yourself. That's one of the reasons we came. We get to experience ourselves and get to know ourselves. Even the negative ones are useful. If, for example, you are faced with a situation in which you are under oppressive people, first make sure you choose to be in a liberated, self-loving, and loving state of being internally the opposite of oppression. Think, speak, and act liberty, self-love, and love. Show your oppressors kindness, forgiveness, rather than being oppressive to them when you get the chance. This is how you get out of your negative circumstances and visualizing in detail with belief the way you wish the next to create your world. So you're in charge. The negative situation will have done its work in fixing, quote-unquote, you with your voluntary participation. Always remember that at some level, whether you are conscious to it or not, you chose the circumstances you are in. So if you start to really find this and understand it, when you look within to find the error in thought causing your suffering, always look with humility so that your ego does not interfere. Look with sincerity to find truthfully. Look with no self-pity or mercy. Call a spade a spade. Okay, you did this. It's a spade. It's a club. It's a diamond. And then remember, this is a private exercise. No one else will ever know and ridicule you. So feel free to be precise and honest with yourself. Most people have been programmed to fear failure, and that's why I want you to breathe a lot today. Because most all of us were programmed to fear failure. And that, my friends, is a lie. There's no reason to fear failure. Failure is delicious. It's part of the journey. Without the heat, we don't know the cold. Without that pain, we can't feel the joy. Without being really, really hungry, we don't know what it's like to like really enjoy food. If you've never really been cold with no chance of getting warm, then maybe you can't really appreciate heat. I don't know. Opposition in all things, right? It's part of the plan. It's a delicious part. So people give up to avoid failure. Have you ever done it? Or even do not attempt just so that they will not fail. Failure, however, is an illusion. Begin to see it as an illusion. Failure, suffering, is an essential component to success. It is what helps you correct wrong thought if you approach it with an attitude of learning. Through failure, you learn how to succeed. By trying and failing, you refine your thought and point it ever closer to success. But this is so only if you do not give up. Is that just beautiful? Is that just beautiful? Life is a collection of experiences. Stop fearing it. Love it for the gifts it brings you. That failure is an illusion. Love it for the gifts it brings you. The challenge. The challenges make up part of the experiences. Use the challenges to become better and enjoy the rewarding and triumphant experience that follows every challenge. Every try is a success that leads to the eventual desired outcome. The big success. Feel it that way. Your survival is guaranteed. You do not have to qualify for your dignity in life. Those come automatically. Your free will happens every single time. Free will is that whatever you image. So if life is images of your mind expressed, it's happening constantly, constantly. You know, Bentijo taught us this, and now this is taking me to a whole other level. And now listening to the podcast, the Mechanics Million podcast with Dave Carey, they really dive into these chapters. And it's beautiful. I mean, they really are on the pulse. You guys, we're on the pulse of something huge. So remember this, that all things held constant to the extent that an individual or a group, a community like us, encourages and applauds all moments, events, and attempts, seeing them as successive moments of success, so will it have wealth and happiness. Who's in that club? Who's in the club of wealth and happiness? Let's start a club, you know, and we start off like this. I can, I will, I am. I can, I will, I am. J.T. Brown taught me that at breakfast yesterday. So, guys, now that we've, it says, like, this book is just step by step here, guys. And I just want to honor so many of the people on this line. You know, David Chikundi is teaching me that I'm really seeking, especially this weekend, I am. Today is a very special holiday in Utah. It's the 24th of July, and it means that you're allowed to shoot fireworks, and they call it, some people call it Pioneer Days, and some people, I heard it called it Pie and Beer Days, but I don't think that. I think it's all about the day that the Utah became a state, like they got their statehood. That's a big deal. So you get, it's like a big celebration. Everything's closed today. This is like bigger than the 4th of July in Utah. And he's teaching me that what I wanted to say about that is that as we celebrate, what if this weekend we decided to really drill down into what we are the most fabulous at? So here's my invitation to you, even a challenge. But you know me, I'm learning how to invite more than like tell. Telling didn't work so good for me. I tried it. So inviting you now to ask yourself and maybe some other people, what are you the most fabulous at? What are you the most fabulous at? Because here is really a cool situation. I wrote a letter yesterday that I'm going to send to like my posse, my love posse, you know, people who know me in different ways they know me, you know. And I'm just so excited for each and every one of you. I just want to honor that I see success so much of the people on this call. I see your success. I see your lives. I see you're helping people. You're loving helping people, you know, and it's so beautiful to witness. I mean, just everyone with the way Dave and Carrie serve and Dave and Mary Noonan serve and Trina and Brady serve, you know, Wendy and Steve, they serve. Stephanie serves. Rhonda, JT. It's so beautiful to watch all of you serving at this level. I mean, Michelle Weissen, the way you serve, the Valerie Sedgwick, Kim Nally. I see the way you, Donna and Ellen Bradley, Nancy Fallon, they serve with their hearts. Casey. I mean, and I think of people like Jim and Kathy and Eric, of course, and David Wood and Eric Hoover. I think of JoJo Bennington, Jennifer Page, Jill Bertha. The way you are living your lives is such an example. Jen Valadez. Melissa, you guys rock. Carrie Elizabeth, it's so beautiful. Michelle Stewart, I think of Chase Nichter and Janice Brooks and Tammy Hess and Austin Broadbent, Dasha Nally, Brooke, Steph, all of you guys. I can't go on and on and on, but here's the thing. Here's a letter that I'm considering writing to you right now and see if you like it. I say I'm writing to you today, and maybe even private message me, but I'm writing to you today in an effort to obtain clarity about my purpose right now. I'm currently studying a wonderful book called A Happy Pocket Full of Money by David Gagandi. And he brings up an interesting concept about one's purpose on this earth. You're absolutely the most, and what thing, what talent, what thing are you the most, absolutely the most fabulous at being? And how are those two, and how those two things end up being the same thing? In other words, your purpose and the thing that you're the best at merge into one. And so I, Lenny Evans, I write in the letter, so I've made a brilliant decision to ask my posse, my group, my community, the people that love me, Jeff and Debbie Beebe, you're on that list, big time, right there in the middle. I mean, when I think about all the people that love me and the people that I love, oh my gosh, I mean, it just keeps going. But listen, this is where it gets really exciting, because I say, I admire you immensely, and thus I'm asking for your very valuable input, and I'm asking you to, let's check this out, this is so cool, be brutally honest with me, and honest, because I know myself, I think I have some ideas, you know, and I've had a couple of dear close friends tell me what their opinion, but I need it, I don't want it to be influenced by anything but what you believe. And then I'm still going to pick, but this might be the process. This came to me. So be brutally honest in answering questions I'm about to ask about you, about me. Even though I have my own ideas, my own about these questions, I highly desire your opinion. So number one, please choose exactly three words that you believe describe me. Boom, boom, boom. Number two, please circle the one word from the three that you wrote down that you think captures me best. And number three, finally, please share with me what one thing you believe that I am the most fabulous at being. Thank you very sincerely in advance, Lenny Evans. So, I mean, guys, here's the thing. That's pretty like, whoa, what if I did that on Facebook? That would kind of freak me out a little bit. And I don't know if I'm willing to, right? Maybe I'm just going to go to my top 30, top 40 people that I consider like they're in my life right now because I attracted them. But bottom line, guys, is just think about it. Just tap in. Talk to your significant other, your eternal companion. Talk to your best friends. Talk to your accountability partners. You know, I'm writing this thing that right now called the seven steps of this, you know, of waking up, of living in the now. And a lot of that is accountability. So, you know, sometimes we've got to find out what other people think because there's a different, you know, perception out there. So bottom line, guys, is just remember this as we literally, like, prepare now to absolutely have the best Friday of our lives. Why not? Because it's right now. And we can tap into living in the eternal now, and I'll be talking more and more about this. But you got to take it in bite-sized pieces because it gets kind of like, whoa, quantum physics is awesome. But there's a lot I didn't understand, man. This book is really connecting some major dots for me. And so let's consider any part of failure just part of the process. And do that process with yourself as I invite you to tap into what you're the best at being. What do you love the most? What do you love the most? What brings you the most joy when you're doing it? I promise you, that has a lot to do with your purpose. That's why you're so good at it. So get clear on that. Ask some people those questions. I'm going to today. I'm cleansing today. I'm organizing my office today. I'm doing my four-month calendar. I'm all the way out to December 5th on my calendar. Whew, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. So I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you. And I want you to know something. If life is a series of successive moments, successive comes the word success. There's nothing you can really do to mess it up. So why don't, you know, go ahead and just live your best life now. Live your life on purpose now. You know, the whole idea, the very idea that the best part of our life is right now because we just tapped into the now. Breathe in. Look at all of you, what you're doing. I think of Dave MacArthur jumping like over 100 feet in the air, doing a triple jump. I think of Jeff Beebe like having a better body right now in his 50s than he ever dreamed of in his 30s. Way healthier, way hotter in his 50s. That's how I'm feeling, man. I'm coming after you, bro. Hey, I shaved, by the way. I'm going to post a picture. I shaved my beard off first time in 10 years. I feel a little naked, so be gentle in any comments. Anyway, guys, I just want you to have the best Friday, Saturday, Sunday ever. And get real on those things that you consider failure. And just go inside. No one's ever going to know. It's your personal journey. And just see them you know how sometimes you consider them icky? Or heavy, or dark, or who the blank would do that? I don't know if you have any of those. You know, but I do. I do. And now to understand that the deeper that it was, then the other side, the law of polarity, as it swings back, it's like I tasted that so that I could taste the other. Holy Hannah. That's really beautiful. I love life and life loves me. You know, let's end with this. You know, for a while I've been saying that the simple truth is that I can succeed, that all is possible to anyone is possible to me, and I am successful. I do succeed, for I am full of the power of success. That is that beautiful truth, and I believe it with all my heart, certainty. But also now that God has on my side and the universe is on my side. My angels are on my side. Everything's on my side. Rumi taught me that I should live my life as the universe is rigged in my favor. Bomb. I love that. And lastly now, though, what David Chikandi just taught me is that it's not just that God is on my side. God is always a yes to me. Life is always a yes to me. Dear God, don't take anything personally, my friends. Learn from nature. Never takes anything personally. Guys, we are on the journey of our lives. Let's buckle up. Let's get going. Let's have the best weekend. Who are we reaching out to? Who are we sharing our lives with? Who are we making a contribution to? And maybe that's part of the purpose, is that you're so dang good at making friends. What if that was your purpose? Wow. Or uniting people, or loving people, or stop judging people. Wow, man, we got some work to do. I tell you what, guys, we are in such a beautiful community. I just love you, all of you. So with that, one more breath in. I am joy, bliss, happy, wealthy, healthy. Mm-hmm. I love you guys. Here we go, man. I'm new. Let's do a 1, 2, 3 isogenesis and take on this weekend.
Unmuted.
We are live. 1, 2, 3.
I can't.